Here are today's top stories. Well, it's time for the biggest game ever, and I'm not talking about Jackie Rogers' 100,000 jackpot wad. Nope, it's the World Series. It's underway, and the Cubs are playing for all the baseballs. What more can you say about it, really? The Cubs have given us all the feels all season long, and it's wildly appropriate that to break the curse, they got to break some hearts. Cleveland hearts, hopefully. Thousands of Cub fans have made the trek to Cleveland via planes, trains, and automobiles, maybe even a Great Lake liner or two. Go old school, like Stowaway on a Petco barge. That'll take like 2.5 weeks. Maybe someone planned it out in advance. Whatever the outcome, it's November 2nd, and the boys in blue are still playing. Good luck. Godspeed. In other news tonight, if there is such a thing, the 2016 election may have taken a backseat in Illinois due to the World Series, but around the country, it's heating up. Network polls show the race tightening, although that's what a network poll's supposed to do, see ratings. The electoral map is tightening as well. Here's what I hope happens. Popular vote, tie. Electoral college, tie. Then it goes to the House of Representatives where Paul Ryan orchestrates a tie. Then how about the Supreme Court? Tie, right? 4-4. Then finally we decide on a double dare-like physical challenge where both candidates have to dive into a kiddie pool full of fudge. At least we think it's fudge. And then the grand finale is a lie detector test, and both fail, and we have to do another year of campaigning. I mean, really, it's the best case scenario. Locally, Rahm Emanuel says he's not giving back a Donald Trump donation to his mayoral campaign from back in 2011. Emanuel and city council are removing his honorary street sign, but Emanuel? No, he's going to teach him a lesson. He's not going to give back the money. Also begs the question, why was Donald Trump giving money to Rahm Emanuel in 2011? Something tells me the mayor and the alderman may not be telling the whole truth when they said, hey, you know what, our hands are tied. He can put his name on the building. It's zoning. So again, why was Trump giving money to Emanuel for mayor? And why did former alderman Bert Nateris tell DNA Info, hey, Trump was a different person when I met him at a party at Mar-a-Lago in Florida? Really? Really? Come on, you guys. That's ridiculous. Trump seems to give a lot of money to Chicago politicians before he badmouthed them on the campaign trail. But yeah, Trump's an outsider. Right. Come on. It's ridiculous, guys. Gannett newspapers reportedly pulled their offer off the table to buy Tronc. Tronc, formerly Tribune Publishing. Tronc is run by Michael Farrow, who showed very little interest in the sale and reportedly asked for way more than Gannett was willing to offer. So what does that mean? I don't know. Maybe a new slogan? Tronc, we ask for more. We usually don't get it. The protests over a crude oil pipeline in North and South Dakota seems to be working, as President Obama is asking the Army Corps of Engineers to look at a secondary plan to keep the pipeline away from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe land, specifically a lake that's the main source of drinking water. So all that checking in you did this weekend on Facebook, hey, it worked. In other news, Facebook announced huge third quarter profits off of your protest check-ins. Hey, there's money to be made somewhere, everywhere. In weather? Man, I'm going to hate it when summer ends. It's crazy. In sports, the Cubs are currently underway in Game 7 of the World Series. No big deal. Kyle Hendricks will start, but John Lester and John Lackey are available out of the pen tonight. This is going to be a smorgasbord of strategy for both teams. Today's sports media went crazy over Joe Maddon's decision to bring closer Aroldis Chapman in early yesterday with a 5-run lead. Essentially, pundits are setting up a we-told-you-so scenario if Chapman blows it tonight. But if Chapman seals the deal, they won't acknowledge it. They'll just act like they never said anything in the first place. Sports media. In other sports news, if that's even a thing, the new-look Chicago Bulls are undefeated with a big road game in Boston tonight. They're looking good, though, on and off the court. Did you see the Bulls posing on Twitter with no shirts on? Lots of tattoos. That's pretty much all I could take away from. The Knicks are in town on Friday, so that'll be the return of D. Noah and Joakim Rose. Wait, is that right? Can't remember their names. It's been so long. Who cares? I mean, we got D. Wade and Rondo now, so we're not sweating it. The Bears got a much-needed win over the Vikings on Monday Night Football, separating them by 2 games from the number one pick next year. So really kind of a loss. But Jay Cutler looked good. We should sign that guy to a long-term contract. What are we waiting for? And rookie running back Jordan Howard was given the NFC Player of the Week honors. The Bears are on a bye week this week. I hate to say it, but the rest of the Bears' schedule, it's winnable. Besides a couple games against the NFC North, like the Lions, Vikings, and Packers, they got a chance to run the table. Now, that's probably not going to happen because it's the Bears, but there's a chance. Imagine this team, 7-9. And finally tonight, Charlie Sheen was denied his request to throw out the first pitch in Cleveland tonight. You know, because he was in the movie Major League, which was sort of the story of a ragtag bunch of baseball players playing for the Cleveland Indians. He was denied because, well, because he's Charlie Sheen. And, well, we all decided it's time for him to just go away. So, thank you, Cleveland. That's the carryout for November 2nd, 2016. It's going to be a stressful night, so we put in some extra salt packets, extra chili pepper, extra napkins, extra soy sauce, and extra wet naps. Because you know what? You're going to need all of it.